nothing special.
Okay, what about now? Are your friends mainly from around here, the people you know? Are they the people here at the senior center? Or who generally have your friends been? People from your neighborhood or people?
Well, I have relatives here.
I see.
I have relatives, not close relatives, but cousins, something like that.
Uh-huh.
But my only close relatives is my children. But in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
But I have some relatives and friends here,
uh-huh.
Very good friends here. But a lot of help, I lost my leg about 5 years ago. And since then I've been in a wheelchair, but I'm thankful to say I've never had one. I'm very comfortably situated at home.
Uh-huh.
I have a very nice home, have air condition, and automatic heat.
Uh-huh.
So that's no trouble, no ashes to take out or nothing like that.
Right.
No matter, my wife and a dog. Which I'm creative. I would, they haven't made enough money for me to take for him. Because he's a dog that, if anybody come on the porch, doorbell ring or telephone ring, he lets you know it. Day or night, he's good security.
Yeah.
But when I go home about 1 o'clock, we sit on the porch, he and I out till the afternoon. But about 5 or 6 o'clock, he'll go in, eat his supper. And he'll go to bed. And I'll go in, probably go to bed, because I'm next to the ball game. Then go to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I have a routine of doing things. Nothing special, but just some things I can do and can't do.
Mm-hmm.
But I try to be a little trouble to anybody else that I can.
Yeah.
I do whatever I can for myself.
Yeah, that's good.
No matter that, but the three of us.
What about your family? Where was your family originally from?
My mother was originally from here, and my father was originally from Kentucky.
What was your mother's maiden name?
Howlett.
Howlett.
Margaret Howlett.
And she was born here in Richmond.
Yeah.
Whereabouts in Richmond? Do you remember? Do you know?
That's where she was born. It was over here the sixth time, but this part further up was called Manchester. She was born in Manchester.
Mm-hmm. What did she do for a living? Was she just a housewife or did she work?
No, she made for time. Then she went to Asbury Park and bought a house that had roomers. She lived in Asbury Park. Most of the time, coming occasionally. I used to go there every summer after school or any time.
Mm-hmm.
Work and come back.
Mm-hmm.
My father, he was a minister. He had a church in Asbury Park.
Uh-huh. He was from Kentucky. Did he have much in the way of education, your father? Did he have much in the way of education?
Me?
Your father.
I don't know, other than, I think he went to graduate from junior. I don't know particularly.
What about your mother in those days, a woman?
She went to high school, but then she went to Jersey.
Uh-huh.
I've got a reason. She's come back and forth here, but she lived in Jersey. Bought a large house and had roommates in the summer.
Yeah. High school was a lot of education for a woman in those days, wasn't it? That must have been before World War I, huh?
A lot of education was she in?
I mean, that was a lot of education for a woman in those
days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Able to buy.
Let me see. What about your? Do you know anything about your grandparents? What about on your mother's side?
Now my grandmother and grandfather lived in South Richmond here. My grandparents on father's side that lived in Kentucky.
So that's as much as you know about them. And what about your wife?
My wife, she's originally here. Her parents lived here. They're dead too.
Uh-huh.
But she has two brothers and two sisters here that are alive.
How old is she?
81. She was 81 in March, and I'll be 83 in September.
How long have you all been married?
Huh?
How long have you all been married?
62 years.
Really?